Here's today's In Touch reflection on An Open Invitation.
This month's reflection is based on verses 3 through 8 of Romans chapter 12. For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. For just as we have many parts in one body, and all the body's parts do not have the same function, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually parts of one another. However, since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to use them properly. If prophecy, in proportion to one's faith. If service, in the act of serving. Or the one who teaches, in the act of teaching. Or the one who exhorts, in the work of exhortation. The one who gives, with generosity. The one who is in leadership, with diligence. The one who shows mercy, with cheerfulness.
Zacchaeus was a typical tax collector of his time, wealthy by deceitful means and disdained for his greed. But that didn't stifle his curiosity about Jesus. He fought through crowds and even climbed a tree for a mere glimpse of the famed teacher and healer. That's when Jesus singled him out and invited himself to Zacchaeus' house for dinner. Time and again we see Jesus reach out to make the first move in a relationship, and he does the same with us. It's his nature to invite and welcome, and to do so with unconditional love. Those of us who are believers are to follow his example in our own connections with others. In fact, healthy relationships must begin with us, because we can control only our own behavior, not someone else's. Even Zacchaeus had the choice to turn down Jesus' invitation for dinner that day, but having been seen and pursued by the Lord, the tax collector hurried and came down and received him joyfully. Think about it. Consider one of your relationships that needs attention. What's scary about being the person to reach out, sacrifice, or make amends? What loving or healing gesture can you offer this week?